Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Okay, let's turn to that ESRI report saying Ireland officially has the highest energy prices in the EU. The ESRI found energy prices could rise by 106 euro per year for the next 4 years. Meanwhile, figures from Wind Energy Ireland show that 41% of our energy in March came from wind. So how should we be looking to help alleviate pressures on our energy supply? We're joined by Fianna Fáil councillor in Meath, Stephen McKee, and Green Party councillor in Dublin City Council, and by-election candidate in Dublin Central as well in that upcoming by-election, Janet Horner. Stephen, to you first. You think we should start drilling for oil again off the coast of Ireland?
Absolutely. Well, the first thing I want to say to Shane, fair play to you for your support for the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Thank you.
They do great work around the country.
They really do.
Best luck with that. But yeah, absolutely. I think, in 2021, we under the strong influence, of course, of the Green Party, we banned all new oil and gas exploration. Despite the fact that we've got some large oil reserves off the coast, particularly off the coast of Cork there in Barry Row. So I believe that the current ban on Irish oil and gas exploration should be lifted, particularly in the face of the current energy crisis, which is driving families into poverty right across the country, Shane.
It is. I have to put it to you now. I mean, I've been covering business and politics for a long, long time. And I mean, I'm old enough to remember... it was at Atlantic Resources, the oil company. I mean, we've always been told there's this pot of gold off the Irish coast. Have we two finds, the Corrib and Kinsale, in 60 years of looking? It's trickier than it might seem.
Yeah, it is. But there is an undeveloped offshore field there at Barry Row that is considered one of Europe's largest undeveloped fields of oil in Europe. I think we need to frame this in the context of where we're at in Ireland. I mean, we're importing 80% of all our total energy needs. And on the one hand, it might have seemed a good idea to ban oil and gas exploration in 2021, but we couldn't replace that with any other energy, which is why we're so heavily dependent on international markets. And as a result of that, we're the volatility of international markets has a huge impact on us as a country, and we need to become self-sufficient. And I, of course, support renewable energy in this country and development of renewable energy, but it's taken far too long. There is, as I said, the oil field there at Barry Row that could be developed, I understand, in a relatively short period of time. And in the absence of offshore wind farms, there's only one in the country at the moment, Shane, off Arklow. And we're in a situation where we're really we're at the mercy of fortune in terms of international energy, and that needs to change.
Okay, Janet Horner, should we be looking again at oil off the Irish coast?
No, we shouldn't. Definitely not. I mean, we know. Look, we have the wind energy is providing a significant amount of Ireland's electricity needs at the moment. The wholesale cost of it of electricity is about half of that on windy days as it is on non-windy days, which just shows how valuable and how much of an impact it is making on protecting us from the spikes in the crises that are caused by investment in fossil fuels, not just in Ireland, but around the world. So, like, if we want to, if we're looking at short-term measures to insulate people from the, and what can be delivered in the next number of years, insulate people from the price shocks that have really hurt people across the country because of our dependency on fossil fuels, then what we need to do urgently is scale up our investment.
Okay,
tell
us why though we shouldn't be going down the oil route, because I mean, absolutely, you know, we need to be going for alternative energies, but in the short term, could oil not provide some solution? Tell us why not more oil exploration.
I mean, there's sort of endless reasons for it, but I guess, you know, it is deeply damaging to the local environments, which hurts people and communities ultimately at the end of the day. It is a finite source of energy, so it'll absolutely run out. The level and scale of oil off the coast that Stephen referenced is totally unproven. We're not sure how much of it is there. So we're going to spend enormous amounts of money to discover whether we do or don't have the power to do it. And all that while turning our backs on much cheaper, much quicker, much more self-sufficient, cleaner forms of energy that could be delivered by
How about that, Stephen McKee?
Well, the problem with that, Shane, is that there's a timeline here that has to be followed. The government have been, successive governments, by the way, have been very slow in developing renewable energy in this country, and that does need to speed up, as Janet has said. The problem is it's taken too long. And in the short term, what I'm certainly advocating for is that we would explore what natural resources we have off the coast, and Barry Roe in particular is
But is it short term? The Corrib gas field took years, didn't it?
That comes down to the government's ability to deliver infrastructure, and that's another issue. But I mean, the policies of the Green Party and what Janet is espousing are essentially prioritising environmental goals, lofty goals, over literally the economic well-being of ordinary people. And we have
okay. Let Janet respond to that. Stephen.
Well. Yeah.
Can I just come in on a couple of issues there? Like, firstly, obviously, what we are trying to do is protect people from the impact of energy crisis caused by fossil fuels. What we have seen, and just in terms of the scale and the speed, we have about 170,000 solar panels have gone in across the country. About a third of them have been delivered in the last year. So we've seen huge acceleration and increase in the scaling up and the delivery of renewable energy. A lot of that comes with local jobs, decent quality jobs in installing and maintaining renewable energy sources. So that is something that we have seen massive acceleration in. We have seen huge dividend from it in terms of the protection from the price spikes that have come from fossil fuels. And what we have the opportunity to do now and what we urgently need to do is make sure that that is more fairly felt by all of the population of Ireland. Let Stephen come in.
Absolutely, but everything needs to be on the table. And unfortunately, the Green Party's policies and politics, there's the politics of restriction. I advocate politics of construction, progress, of using all our natural energy resources in a responsible way. And there is an issue of delivery incompetence and having the ability to get things done, and that's something the government needs to get on top of. But the policies of the Green Party the Fianna Fáil Party, and I'm espousing what we need to do. But the policies of the Green Party have been hugely damaging to this country over the last number of years. It's been seriously damaging to the Irish economy, the rural communities in particular, and we see the cost of living spiralling out of control. We need to have a serious conversation in terms of energy, and that would include nuclear power as well. Everything needs to be on the table in terms of how we produce energy in these countries, and we need to become self-sufficient.
John, how about nuclear? Is that something the Greens would consider?
The timing for nuclear doesn't work in a variety of...
No, they don't consider anything. They don't consider anything.
All right, Stephen, let Janet respond. Yeah.
So I think, look, the things that we want to do are the things that are proven, scalable, and will deliver for people. So that's investment in wind energy onshore and offshore, investment in retrofitting of housing. One of the things that we've worked a lot on, particularly in Dublin, in Dublin City Council, where I sit at the moment, is in trying to deliver retrofitting of housing for people on low incomes and in social housing. And that's really important so people can be protected.
I have to cut across you, Janet, because you didn't really answer my question about nuclear. Like, there is... Nuclear has changed. These modular nuclear plants, France uses nuclear. I know they've had it for 60 or 70 years at this stage. About a third of the world's energy, I think, is produced via nuclear. It's cheaper now to do. There's less of an issue in relation to waste. Is it not worth looking at?
So I guess what I'm saying is the evidence base is not there for nuclear at the moment, and that's why I'm not.
I missed what you said. The what isn't there at the moment?
The evidence is not there for Ireland at the moment. So nuclear will be incredibly expensive to develop. It is very hard to see which community
is
going to put
new modular plants. New modular plants, is it so expensive?
It is, and it's a long-term project. It is expensive. It may not be as expensive as it once was, but it is expensive. It's a long-term project, and it will see that it will be very disruptive to whatever community in Ireland would have to.
Well, how about that? How about Stephen? So, I don't know what whereabouts in County Meath are you from, Stephen? I want to bring in Stephen. Stephen, whereabouts are you from?
I'm from the East Meath, area.
Okay.
So I cover the South Drogheda, East Meath area.
Okay, how would you feel about a modular nuclear plant in that region?
Yeah, look, the reality is there isn't the appetite at the moment nor the political will for nuclear. But what I'm saying is it should also be on the table in terms of consideration going forward. I think we need to look at other countries. You know, you mentioned reference France, where nuclear power is widely used, but also countries like Norway. I mean, Norway is a top oil and gas supplier, but at the same time, it leads the way in domestic renewable energy adoption. That's what I'm advocating. I'm advocating that we use all our energy and natural resources. The government needs to consider all
okay.
our energy
Janice,
options. It's a very, very
Janice, no, we have your point, Steve. We have your point. Janet, a listener's text in to say, ask your guest how much power has been generated by the one and only offshore wind farm. I don't know if you know the answer to that.
I don't know the answer, but I can tell you about 41% of the country's electricity has been brought by wind in general. So there is a huge amount of power coming through wind. We are scaling up as we speak, and the opportunity to deliver offshore wind is there, and a lot of work has gone on to make sure we can deliver that in the coming years. And most importantly, this isn't just for the sake of, wind for the sake of wind, it is for the sake of people. It is ultimately people and communities that are struggling at the moment because they are struggling to pay their bills because energy prices driven by gas and oil have gone off the charts because we have people like Trump, Putin, Netanyahu who are
I think we're all aware of that. Just lastly, on the wind issue, what happens when the wind doesn't blow, Janet?
So there is multiple areas where we develop wind, not just we need to improve storage facilities, absolutely. We need to have solar there as well, and there will always be some, I think, need for extra forms of backup energy, but that's backup as opposed to where we want to be having the majority
Stephen,
of our energy coming
from.
Stephen,
a very brief final word from you.
All I'd say, look, Janet there and the Green Party, they're deluded about the green economy. It's very aspirational. It all sounds well and good. But when you have to pay your energy bills at the end of the month, all the ordinary families around Ireland, and we saw the protests.
Janet, I'm going to have to give you a very quick response to deluded.
I mean, only one of us is actually putting in place and offering solutions that are going to deliver for people, that are helping people and actively now to reduce their bills, to put in place a system that is sustainable in the long run,
Janet,
to make Ireland self-sufficient in a realistic
Janet
way.
Janet Horner and Stephen McKee, thank you both for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.